News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Childcare infrastructure like creches should be delivered alongside new homes. In other words, you shouldn't be able to build a development unless there's a functioning creche when people move in. That's the call and the motion from Mark Boland, Labour Councillor for Dublin Fingal West. Mark, it is all laudable in its intent, but won't the end result be then that it's yet another stumbling block to actually getting houses built?
I don't think so. I think we need to be bold and we need to be brave and we need to put in place these conditions so that we can get them built alongside. And I don't think that it will cause any of that to sort of stall anything in terms of housing or building. And I think it's about childcare and people understanding that, you know, it's not a luxury, but it's an essential infrastructure that we need within our new developments and our new communities.
But when you say essential infrastructure, you're not saying that there must be a space available for somebody to start a creche. You're saying that the developer must have somebody in situ with the working creche before they can start flogging houses.
Well, you see, there's two different motions that came up now that I was involved in. One being the Part 8 housing developments, which is part of, I suppose, Fingal's housing ones. In that one, the condition that was laid out was that the facility should be fully delivered and operational with an operator secured. Where it comes to the private development, and that was a natural move on to the next motion I brought through, was that the space should be available for the operator and that it should be fully delivered. So I don't think it's putting any barriers for developers here. I think what it is just tightening and reinforcing the regulations so that our planning enforcement can make sure this happens. Because childcare is essential and needed in all these new developments. You know, along with housing, we need infrastructure that's there so that we can create and build a community. And I think, you know, childcare is the building block for that.
If it is that needed, you don't think that the market itself will deliver it? That the fact that there is a whole bunch of families with kids that need minding and funding there for it, that won't solve the problem itself?
I think where it comes in is that it certainly is within it there, and we need it within Part 8 development, and we need to sort of look towards the public sector of childcare. And I think, you know, nothing will bring that along better than reinforcing laws that and conditions that we can make sure it happens.
Mark, thank you. Mark Boland there, Labour Councillor for Dublin Fingal West. I have to say a big thank you to somebody on text 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Text to say, Anton, I looked into those figures on the CSO site in relation to disposable income. CSO says disposable income is income after tax, but before rent, mortgages, bills, etc., which means that 60k of disposable income is the 60k that the median uses to pay for things like their houses, their heating, all the rest of it, which seems a bit more reasonable. Thank you very much for doing. Great having people willing to do the research for free and for nothing for you. Much appreciated. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.